This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
And in breaking ground here today, we give both past and the future gifts. Looking backwards, we give the gift of honor to Martin Luther King Jr. and all those who worked and struggled with him for the cause of human dignity and the cause of freedom. Yet we gift as well generations who will come after us.
Let us build this monument and keep the monuments in our heart. And remember, if he were here, he would remind us that the time remains ripe to do right.
I am proud to have been selected by my colleagues as the majority leader. My pledge to my caucus and my pledge to the country is that I will work as hard as I can.
Denny came out a big winner today. It was a stunning victory for him. We've had our debates, we've had our disagreements in that room, and now that is over.
We're getting deeper and deeper into a hole that we should stop digging and that we should look for alternatives in order to promote the chances of success in Iraq.
I respect you enormously. I appreciate your service. I regret deeply that you seem to think that the status quo and the rate of progress we're making is acceptable. I think most Americans do not.
Well, Senator, I agree with you. The status quo is not acceptable. And I don't believe what I'm saying here today is the status quo.
The transfer of nuclear weapons or material by North Korea to states or non-state entities would be considered a grave threat to the United States. And we would hold North Korea fully accountable for the consequences of such action.
China is committed to peaceful development. China will endeavor to develop itself by promoting world peace and contribute to peace in the world with its own development.